So when I get started, I think overall, you know, thing and looking back at the game yesterday, we, in all three phases, our execution wasn't where we needed to be. And I think it was evident last evening, is evident again this morning. And, you know, I think we had a lot of good things, but not consistently enough, and didn't finish it well enough when we had opportunities. So, you know, we've lost a second straight game in overtime. We got again down in the football game and fought back, and just got to keep, first of all, let's not get down, and secondly, put better plays together earlier on. So, we just had to keep going. I thought, the question came up about last night about protection, I think Jeff asked, but I thought we protected pretty well to begin the football game, and then we just had a stench there, a little stretch where we didn't do it very well. And it's a combination of things, but I think we have to continue to be better at that, and we have to communicate in every area offensively with the noise and handle all those things all the way. Defensively, not allow the penalties to unnerve us and keep on our job and our assignments through things and keep finishing the coverage. We had quarterback on the move a few times. We got to finish the coverage and just keep doing our jobs. And I think special teams wise, with not our best day of ball placement and kicking the football in any area, so we needed to be better there. With that, get Joe to stop.
You got it.
Seemed like this crew was allowing a lot of handsy stuff in the secondary during the course of the game. Is that something you just have to make adjustments in the way you're playing?
Well, again, I don't know. We can't. The officials are just a third element out there. We need not worry about. We just got to play. Yeah, he's got an opportunity to slide over to Vontez's spot in the nickel defenses and he's done a good job, with Vontez playing his normal spot and then Vinny Ray slid into the other spot and, where the other guys have been playing at throughout the year, he's done a nice job, did a good job yesterday. Brandon Thompson? I thought Brandon did some good things.
Coach, going back on a 4th-and-1, what are you going back on?
I think I covered it yesterday. I should have called timeout. No.
Interception with Marvin. Was that one of those cases where they did review it after a turnover, or did they say they reviewed?
They did not.
Okay, I just thought.
I mean, the guy upstairs. But right. The biggest thing on that is, I think that they called holding on 21, and then pulled the flag. I mean, he called holding, defensive holding. Well, no, but our players did because they overheard the conversation. So. So, one of those, believe it or not.
I mean, was it simultaneous possession and at the last second?
It really doesn't matter. It's, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. They called it what they called it, and, it doesn't do us any good to, first of all, I don't allow them to ever do that, our players. I don't want them to second guess anything that way. So, it does no good for us to do that. We got to make plays. And if it means we got to come back down the stem harder, put the ball location better, whatever it is, we got to get clearance and make plays. Conversely, on the other side, let's make some of those plays. Let's make some of those contested, interceptions like that. We had another ball in our hands yesterday that we didn't catch, so let's make sure we catch them all. It affected some throws. It affected you. You're really going to have a hard time kicking the field goals back towards our locker room. You know, it, at times it was really pretty strong and whipping, you know, knocked the ball down and, you know, changed the trajectory on kicks. You saw it on the one kickoff that started way over there on that far number and ended up way on the other side. So, you know, it moved the ball quite a bit. At times it was very strong, you know. Other times it seemed like it was laying down pretty good, but, you know, it came and went throughout the day, but it was pretty continuous.
You've been in that stadium plenty. Is that the wind pattern normally there?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've been in that stadium plenty. Longer in this stadium than I was ever in that stadium, actually. Well, it affected one throw. Yeah, I mean, it moved the one ball pretty good.
So, yeah.
Pardon me?
Which
one of the throws it did. Yeah, I'm not going to, you know.
How do you think he
We thought he played inconsistent. You know, we thought he had some marvelous plays. He had some great audibles, some great checks, and some things that way. But he had a couple of things we wish, you know, he could have done a little better. And guys got to do better for him too. They got to, you know, he's got their eyes, and they got to finish the play. So, he can play. He'll continue to play better. And you know, we put the pressure on him always to play better. And he runs. He is the offense. He runs the offense. So when we're going good, he gets all the credit. And if we're not as good as we should, it's us that need to be fixed. You know. So. But he had some plays he could play, do better, and like everybody did, including the head coach. The head coach should have called timeout and took the pressure off the offense.
On that last drive before the Hail Mary, is that a case where he's got to have better awareness about the situation?
Well, I mean, you'd like to, but again, there's another brilliant play because we get the ball spiked and killed, so we have an opportunity for the Hail Mary. So, again, it just talks about the kind of player he is, that he can allow whatever happened previous, gone, go on to the next play, and he did that. And, again, a great job by our players in doing that, to be able to get the ball killed and then have an opportunity at that fourth down play to make a play. So, again, it just talks about, you know, the qualities of Andy. You know, that's huge. You know, that's huge. I mean, not many people have that kind of what's the word I want to say? Calm and make up and to be able to handle that situation. And he handled it well, you know, where I'm sure everybody was shutting off the TVs and going to the refrigerator. You know, he's calmly killing the ball and giving us a chance at another play. I don't know that I've had one come to the positive, so I think that's my first one ever to the positive. They are rare, very rare, and very rare. I think I've seen one at the, well, we we saw one against Denver, but that wasn't really a Hail Mary as a Hail Mary, but it was a Hail Mary, you know what I mean? So I've been to the negative of some bad plays like that, you know, and... But it's a good, you know, it's a good teaching moment for our players, offense and defense, to teach from. You don't get, you know, many opportunities to teach from those things, and it's a great teaching moment for everyone.
I know hindsight is always 20/20 in every game, and you were down 17 points, but you throw the ball 51 times. Do you wish, you know, and you're in a situation, I guess, dictates you're going to chuck it?
Well, we were down some points, and we needed to score. And, you know, we were having, you know, we were, for the most part, we had five drops in the game. For the most part, we were pretty productive throwing the football, you know, and when we were timely with it and so forth. So, and we had the drop passes. If we can eliminate, you know, and, you know, they weren't really, I mean, there are catches we've seen our guys make. It wasn't like they had to be circus catches or anything. They were balls in our hands that we couldn't catch and make plays. One was for a touchdown, you know, others for first downs and so forth. And we just got to keep going. So that's why I say the quarterback always, you know, gets to be the focus of things. But you know, his day would have been helped out by some of these other things, you know. finish, you know, and what we're doing and making sure guys are 100% on everything on their jobs. And he cleans them up a bunch, which is good. You know, he bails them out a bunch. And so, but we need to be better. And, you know, we're, you know, we push things forward very positively. Now we took a back, you know, dug a little bit of a hole. And we got to climb out and play better this week against the Browns.
You've seen plenty of these North races. I mean, it may just be beginning.
It'll be fine. We take care of our business, we're fine.
Talked yesterday about not losing momentum from earlier in the season because you thought the team played well in the second half. Do you still feel good about the team going into another season?
Feel great about our team.
What other teams, Marvin, that have been that would be down 17 at Baltimore at halftime that you hadn't quit?
Joe, I probably shouldn't answer that question.
No, but I mean, with the team you built the last 3 years in the reboot and stuff, I kind of think it's valid.
Yeah, this team's not done. And no matter what the situation, you know, they're not, you know, sitting on the bench pouting and all that kind of stuff going on. It's, you know, let me make the next play. And, you know, we just got to keep making those plays through our responsibility. That's all I want. And, but no, I think we came out of the locker room, you know, the offense was upset because I, you know, allowed the clock to run out in the end of the second quarter. But I just think it was good for us to go in and regroup, you know. You just don't keep, you know, putting yourself, you know, out there until you get a chance. We did a good job of regrouping at halftime, getting refocused on what we needed to do, and I just felt like it was best to do that. And, you know, they came out. We drove for a field goal again, but we got a, you know, we got the ball in the end zone, and we don't come down with the catch. You know, it'd be a great catch by Tyler, but one that we've watched him make. And but the great location by the ball of Andy, just where it needs to be against the defense he saw. And so, I mean, that, again, another great play by Andy. We got to help him out and finish the deal. And now we're sitting here looking, feeling a little better about things.
1 minute. See if Montez had a very interesting move. Another 12 tackles. He was all over the place. You didn't want to come out of the game. You might stand on the field. I don't know.
I did not.
You can't tell him to do anything differently than he did, right, coaching?
I don't think so. It's just unfortunate. Luckily, it didn't kill us. You know, but again, that's why I say we just got to keep playing. We got to keep playing. He didn't, you know, I mean, he just leaves his feet to push the quarterback out of bounds. It's not like he went over there, tackled him, and Powell drove him over. Quarterback's running down the boundary, and Montez leaves his feet, and the guy's, you know, he's going to get hit, so he steps out of bounds, right, at the same time. I mean, so I don't think he'd do anything different when his quarterback's already ran, you know, down the boundary like that. So we just got to keep playing. We can't make excuses. We got to play.
Just coming back in this game, how much earlier in the season that comeback against Green Bay kind of showed these guys that, you know, we're down, but can come back?
Well, I mean, I think the thing you always got to look at, Joe, the other team scored 17 points against us in the first half. We can surely score 17 points or more in a half, or as I told them, you know, we can score a lot more than 17. And, you know, we didn't get quite there. And that's all the point is, you know, I wish there was, you know, I think that the only thing that you gain from that kind of experience is the fact if we go out and do our jobs, things will be fine.